He jogged past countless cabins and raced up two flights of stairs before emerging in the hallway that gave access to the bridge. He activated his laser sight as he slowly approached the door. Cabrillo paused when he heard voices muttering in a cabin a few doors back from the bridge entrance. The voices stopped, and someone peered around the door jamb. The single eye he saw widened in horror at his appearance.
"It's okay," Juan said softly. "I'm here to stop him. Can I speak to your captain?"
The person came fully around the corner. She was wearing a uniform, and judging by the stripes on her shoulder boards, she was the Golden Sky's first officer. She had jaw-length dark hair and perfectly tanned skin that set off her honey-brown eyes.
"That butcher killed the captain and our third purser. I'm Leia Voorhees, first officer."
"Let's talk in there," Juan said, pointing to the cabin behind her.
He followed her inside. There were two man-sized lumps on the bed, with a sheet pulled over them both. Dark blood stained the chest of one and the head of the other. Leia Voorhees tried to introduce him to the rest of the officers, but Juan cut her off.
"Later. Tell me what you know about what's happening on the bridge."
"There are two of them," she said at once. "One named Kovac, the other I'm not sure. There is a third barricaded in the engine room."
"You're sure there's just one down there?"
When she nodded, Juan radioed this piece of information to Eddie.
"Go on."
"They came aboard by chopper not long after we left Istanbul. We were given orders from our head office to do whatever Kovac asked of us. They were supposedly looking for two stowaways. They were found a short while ago and are locked in the captain's day office directly behind the bridge."
"Okay, what else?"
"There were two ordinary seamen on duty, as well as two officers when he took over. They also have female passengers as hostages."
"Who are you? Where did you come from?" "This is a United Nations mission. We have been shadowing this terrorist cell for some time. Kovac shook us when he boarded your ship, so we had to act fast. I'm sorry that you couldn't be informed, and I'm sorry for the danger you've been put in. It was our intention to grab Kovac earlier, but, well, the UN's a bureaucracy like any other."
The rest of Juan's squad suddenly appeared, throwing dots of laser light around the room as they checked it.
"It's okay, boys,"
Juan called, and the weapons were lowered. While he filled them in on what he knew, he asked Leia to draw a diagram of the bridge and called Max.
"Give me a sit rep."
"Mike fished the woman from the drink. She's fine, if a little hysterical. Kovac is still at the helm, surrounded by three of his hostages. We've spotted a second gunman, but he isn't in view right now. The three other women are still pressed to the windows."
"Pull ahead of the sky and get directly in front of her so you have a clear view of everything going on. Mark and Linda are being held in an office behind the bridge. See if you can spot them."
"Aye, aye."
Eddie called in to say they were in position and that they would have to blast through the door to gain access to the engine room. Juan told him to wait so they could synchronize their attack. Max radioed back.
"I see a door on the back wall of the bridge. It's closed right now, but I bet that's the place. Kovac has shifted his three human shields to the main bridge windows. His chief goon is down a small corridor on the starboard side, standing at what I believe is the main entrance."
Cabrillo penned in the positions of everyone on the bridge on the diagram the first officer had drawn, so his team knew what to expect. To date, they had never caused what was euphemistically called collateral damage, a record Cabrillo was immensely proud of, and one he had vowed to keep. In the wake of 9/11, not only had cockpit door on aircraft been beefed up, but a great many cruise ships had also installed reinforced doors to protect the bridge. Juan placed the plastic explosives on it himself and retreated back into the cabin. He called Eddie and Max to tell them it was a go in 30 seconds. He kept his eyes glued to his watch and held up his splayed fingers when 5 seconds remained. He dropped a finger at every tick of the clock and pressed the button on the remote with his other hand.
The blast filled the hallway with reeking white smoke and was a brutal assault on their senses. Cabrillo was in motion less than a second after the shockwave rolled past the cabin door. The beam of his laser cut a ruby line through the coiling haze. He raced onto the bridge with his men at his back, rushing past the red-hot remains of the door and ignoring the pile of gore that had once been Laird Bergman.
"Down! Everybody down!" the men repeated as they swept the room with their weapons.
Kovac had reacted faster than Juan thought possible. As he pegged the Serb with his laser, Kovac had already pulled one of the women in front of him and pressed his pistol to her ear.
"Another step and she dies," he roared.